friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Jason. Hey, Jason! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Well, my friends, have I ever told you the story of the man who lived in a shoe castle? I haven't. All right. Well, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Do you know the story of the legend of the small man who lives in a shoe castle? You don't know that legend? Oh, yes. It's a good one. There is this man, very, very small, who lives in a shoe castle. So, yeah, he must be pretty small if he lives in a castle made of shoes, right? Exactly. He's very small, but very strong. He's not mean, but he has something pretty peculiar about him. So, our friend Jason is about to discover what on earth makes him so peculiar. Oh, Jason was just waking up. Oh, it was a beautiful Saturday morning. Oh, as Jason rolled out of bed, he looked out the window, and sure enough, the sun was shining, the birds were singing, and it looked like a perfect day to play outside. As he ran downstairs, it was time to eat breakfast. And do you know what one of his favorite foods to eat for breakfast was? He loved to eat eggs and bacon and avocado toast. Have you ever had avocado toast before? Oh, it's so good! Toasted bread with a nice spread of avocado on the toast. Oh, it's so delicious. That delicious breakfast was waiting for Jason. Oh, wow, thanks so much, Mom. He gobbled it all up as fast as he could because he couldn't wait to go play outside. What's your favorite thing to do outside? What do you like to play when you go outside? My favorite thing to do outside, well, I have a lot of favorites. You can have more than one favorite, just like me. Well, some of my favorites, I love to find creatures. So maybe that's, you know, a really pretty bird in a tree, or maybe it's a frog. Or we have lizards in our backyard, so that's something I really like to find. Or maybe fish and all, you know, well, I like to find creatures. I also like to build forts, and I like to play games. And these were all things that Jason really loved as well. But today Jason really wanted to play some games and run around and maybe kick his soccer ball and have a lot of fun outside. Well, to do that, we need shoes, right? And so Jason finished his breakfast, put his dishes in the sink, and ran over to the front door where he kept his shoes. He looked all around and... Where? Mom, have you seen my shoes? He shouted. No, I haven't, dear. Did you look in the closet? Oh, no, I didn't, but I'll look there now. He ran over to the closet and looked for his shiny shoes. These shoes were really special to him, and he didn't know where they could have been because he remembers wearing them yesterday, and it's very strange that they would be missing. As Jason searched everywhere, he gave up. Oh man, what am I gonna do? I love my shiny shoes. Wait a second, what is that? Jason looked outside and he saw footprints. Those look exactly like my shoe footprints. As he walked outside and followed the footprints, he definitely was positive those were the footprints of his shoes. That's really strange, said Jason. As he followed the shoe footprints, they led him all the way back to a part of his yard that he doesn't usually go to. So he knew that it wasn't him that made these footprints. what is this? There was a hole in the ground, and that hole, it looked like it went into this big, big tree. That's really strange. It was almost big enough for him to crawl in. And so, let me get a flashlight. Jason ran back to the house to get a flashlight and then hurried back as soon as he could. He had to investigate what on earth this giant hole was that went into this tree. As he knelt down and flicked on his flashlight, he shone it into the dark, deep hole and... whoa! As far as he could see back into the hole, he saw shoes! Like a ton of shoes! It was completely full of shoes. Like, the hole went in and all the walls and the ceiling and everything was made of shoes. Wow.
Hey, what are you doing? Leave me alone.
What was that? Jason heard a voice from inside that hollow tree. Who's in there?
Go away. Go away. I want to be alone.
I think there's a person in there, Jason said to himself. Oh, and that smell. All the shoes that were in that hole, it definitely had a weird smell to it. Whew! Like a stinky shoe smell. Do you like stinky shoe smells?
Oh, me neither.
Whew! Okay, well, I'll leave you alone, but do you have my shoes? I have really shiny shoes that went missing, and I think they came over here somehow.
I don't know what you're talking about. Go away,
said the voice. Jason had to check for sure. So he carefully crawled inside and forced his way in, and he popped out on the inside. Whoa! As he shone his flashlight all around, there it was.
Hey! I said, you can't come in here.
As Jason looked down, there was a very, very small person. I think it was a person, but it was very small. Not like any person I'd ever seen. This person was smaller than a chipmunk, smaller than a bird, bigger than a mouse, but very small. Oh, hi, my name's Jason, and I'm sorry, I'm just looking for my shoes. And, oh, I see them. They're over there. As the little man turned around and saw the shoes that Jason was pointing at, he got very protective of those shoes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I need those shoes because they're very special and I can't let you have them.
What are you talking about? Those are actually my shoes, said Jason.
I understand that, but they are very important in what I'm doing here.
Okay, can you tell me what you're doing? Said Jason. And the little person started to tell Jason that he loves stinky shoes. What? This little person loved stinky shoes. And Jason asked, okay, well, hold on. I forgot to ask. What's your name? My name's Jason.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, Jason. My name is Sully.
Oh, hi, Sully. So, I see you have a lot of shoes. Did you take all of these shoes? Or are they yours?
Well, a little of both. But you cannot have yours back.
Jason and Sully went back and forth for a very long time. But it was very obvious that Sully really liked smelly shoes, and that's why he really wanted Jason's shoes, because they were pretty stinky. All right, Sully, I can find you something that maybe you can have instead of my shoes. How about... And Jason started to think. Ooh, how about I have some really stinky socks? You could have the stinky socks if I can have my shoes back. Sully's eyes opened wide.
Yes, I would love your stinky shoes and your stinky socks, but I guess I'll just keep your socks and you can have your shoes back.
Sully was very happy when Jason brought back these very stinky socks to add to his collection. And Jason was very happy to get his shoes back. And wow, I think they are... they started some kind of friendship now. A very silly, stinky friendship. But Sully got what he wanted, and Jason got back his shoes. Well, we'll have to see what happens when that stinky Sully, if he keeps all those shoes, or if Jason helps bring them back to their rightful owners. What a silly adventure. Jason, good job. Good luck with that stinky creature in your backyard. I hope you guys are good friends. We'll see you next time, my friends. Bye. Wow, that was a smelly adventure. Well, my friends, you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Amelia and Cora from Oceanside, California, Wild and Hazad from Santa Cruz, California, Mati and Idan from Israel, Tildy from Perth, Western Australia, Caleb and Callie from Redmond, Washington, and Jack and Carter from Parker, Colorado. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.